good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Whenever this podcast may be reaching your airways, you are now tuned into Parrot Talk, the podcast Reloaded. I am your host, First Lady Christina Renee, and yes, we are up again in the early morning, getting this workout out of the way. So proud of myself. Proud of myself. Today, I would like to talk about a song. Okay, let me stop talking like that. But today, I would like to talk about a song. And I don't know, like, I've heard this song before, but I don't know if it's because I'm getting old, but like, sometimes when you listen to certain things at a certain age, you have that aha moment where it just clicks. And when I heard this song and I listened to the lyrics, I had to look them up. Like, I had to look them up because it's just, I don't know. I don't know. I was just like, dang, did he just say what I think he just said? So I'm going to just go ahead and read them out for you. And I'm not going to be so unsafe. I'm actually pull over to say this part. Okay. Y'all ready? All right. Thinking of a master plan, because it ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money is spent. So I dig deeper, but I'm still coming up with lint. So I start my mission to leave my residence, thinking how could I get some dead presidents? I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up. This is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny. Stop smiling. Be still. No nothing move but the money. But I learned to earn because I'm righteous. I feel great. So maybe I might just search for a 9-to-5. If I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street whistling this, feeling out of place, because man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper, me and Eric B in a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish, because I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now it's a test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio because I'm paid in full. Now, for y'all that's not into hip hop, I'm going to break this down, because this song is literally a word within itself. You talking about like believing in the unseen, like manifesting things that are not as though they are, believing it, having mustard seed faith, just believing things to be what it should be, not necessarily what the reality of the situation is. And also, this rapper, or these rappers, they were very solution-oriented, okay? When he started off the rap, thinking of a master plan, which means that it starts with thought, okay? I'm thinking, because there ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. He's looking at the actual reality of what is happening right now, okay? So I dig into my pocket, all my money is spent. He don't have anything. So I dig deeper, but I'm still coming up with lint. It's like, you know, I don't know if y'all ever got to this level of broke where you actually searching a house for other money. So he's looking everywhere, high and low. He don't see it. So I start my mission. I leave my residence. He left the barren situation. He left it. He left his residence. And now he's going into deeper thought. How can I get some dead presidents? For y'all who don't know what dead presidents mean, that's money. Okay, somebody don't know. Somebody that's listening don't know. So I'm gonna make sure y'all get it, okay? Out of the mouth of babes. I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid. So now he's thinking about back in the day when he used to find a solution to his problem that was not right, okay? It wasn't right. and it wasn't yielding him what he wanted to have in his current situation. He thought about how he used to make ends meet in the past. But this is a new day. It don't matter what you did yesterday. Today is a new day. And as you get older, when you know better, you do better. Okay? He says, so he think about all the devious things I did. I used to roll up. This is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny. Stop smiling. Be still. Don't nothing move but the money. He just painting the picture, okay? But then he added enough. But I learned to earn because I'm righteous, okay? That means he's doing the right thing. He's doing the right thing now. I feel great. So maybe I just might search for a 9-to-5. And if I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk. Okay, so he just thinking. He brainstorming. Which means that he is not buying the first item that he sees. Meaning his thoughts. He not going with the first thought in his head. Because he thought about when he was a stick-up kid. But he thought about the stuff that was associated with being in that negative state of mind. He didn't want that. So then he started thinking about a more positive outcome. You know, like I'm going to search for a 9-to-5. And if I strive, I do the best I can, then maybe I'll stay alive. Okay? We're going to keep it moving. So I walk up the street whistling this, changing the tune. I'm whistling this, feeling out of place. Because, man, do I miss. Now, guess what? He's thinking of the good times. He bringing back those feelings. He's reminiscing of when it was good. Okay? Because, man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric B. And a nice big plate of fish, which is also my favorite dish, guys. If you don't know, now you know. But without no money, it's still a wish. Which means that if he still continue to just think and put forth no action, guess what? He's still wishing. Baby, Eric B is preaching. Rakim and Eric B, they preaching. Y'all ain't getting the message. Because I don't like to dream about getting paid. He said, you know what? I'm tired of being in this state of thought. It's time to put forth the action to get what I want. Okay? So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So he's looking to see the things that he's done, the seeds that he's planted. He want to go back and see if those seeds have bared fruit. Okay? So now a test to see if I got pulled. So now he's stepping out on faith. Okay? Because he know he put in the work. If you ever fail in a situation, you should never be surprised. If you ever fail in a situation, you should never be surprised because you knew you weren't prepared. Plain and simple. When somebody be like, oh, I failed, I'm not shocked. You can't be shocked because it's you. You know whether you were prepared for something or not. You know that. You know if you can swim or not, right? You ain't just going to jump in no large body of water or no body of water if you know you can't swim. Okay, that's a test you're not willing to fail because you know that's the end all be all of you, right? And the last part of this verse is hit the studio because I'm paid in full. That means that he is basically saying that everything I need, tying into yesterday's podcast, I already have it. I'm paid in full. I'm already paid in full, so you need to pay me because I'm full. I'm full. He done filled himself to the brim. He know he done did everything he was supposed to do. So all he got to do right now is go into the studio and let it out. He didn't need to be validated by anybody else. He validated himself. He validated himself. And I want to play the song, but honestly, I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble. So I'm not going to play it because I don't. At this point, I'm not educated enough in this realm to know whether I'm going to get like copyright tags or something like that. But go listen to the song. Go listen to the song, please. Please go listen to the song. And allow this to motivate you, okay? Paid in Full. That's the name of the song. P-A-I-D-I-N-F-U-L-L. He is paid in full already. So when you're going to somebody, already be paid in full. Another example that I'm going to give you before I leave. And this is, I ain't even got to come back to you after the workout. You got the word in the beginning. I had the word last night, okay? I really had the word at the beginning of the week. I just needed to get it together a little bit, get it together. Some other stuff was coming up. Another thing is, example, if you are, you want to think of love or certain feelings as like paying your mortgage or paying your rent. You are responsible for paying your own mortgage and your own rent, which means that you're responsible for your own emotions and your own feelings. Nobody else is responsible for that. However, if you have a person, male, woman, whatever, they decide to pay your rent or pay your mortgage that month, that is amazing and that's wonderful, okay? Because that's extra money for you now because you done paid your mortgage or your own rent. Okay, you done put into yourself already. So whatever they give you is extra. That's all it needs to be. It should never be a situation to where the other person is being counted on to pay your rent. You are responsible for your own emotions. You're responsible for your own everything in that regard, as far as your feelings go. You gotta think of rent and feelings as emotions, okay? I'm sorry, you gotta think of feelings and emotions as of rent. You're responsible for paying your own rent. If somebody come and give you a little extra that month, they gave you a little extra. It should never be something that you need. And then if you do need assistance sometimes, that's okay too. We all human. We all fall. We all blunder. Thank God for having somebody to be there to help pick us up. But it should never be your primary modal of doing things. It should never be. You should be responsible for your own feelings. You should be responsible for your own emotions. And you should not put that task on somebody else because it's too much. It's too much. Nobody should be responsible for your happiness. It's yours. It's literally yours. Why would you give somebody else that much power? Because you paid in full. When you paid in full, you ain't got to worry about no extra. But if the extra come, you thankful. You thankful. All right, well, listen. I'm not going to fuss at y'all. I'm not going to talk y'all to death. I ain't going to preach y'all to death. But this message has been on the tip of my tongue and brimming out of my spirits. I had to make sure I let it go because this message is for you. Anybody that's hearing this is for you. Now, you already know how I like to end my podcast, okay? This is not the perfect podcast. If that is what you're looking for, unfortunately, you found the wrong channel. My name is First Lady Christina Renee. You are tuned in to Paratalk, the podcast reloaded. You are tuning into Bear Talk, the podcast reloaded, and I'm getting ready to go hit this gym, get this day started, and I will catch you guys on the next podcast. Enjoy your days, guys. Thanks again for listening.